You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Ashley Kissman. I'm your host for the next hour of What Pink Sounds Like, a show celebrating women in media and in music. We have quite the variety, very eclectic show we've got going on for today. But first, I'm going to start off with a little country. April Virch is a folk and country singer from Ontario, and her latest album is called That's How We Run. And here's that title track, That's How We Run, right here on CITR.
Turn.
Was Jillian Welch off her latest album, The Harrow and the Harvest, and that was the track, The Way It Will Be. Jillian Welch's latest album is The Harrow and the Harvest, and it's been 8 years since Jillian Welch and her musical partner, David Rawlings, had put out an album, so her fans were just so happy when she finally did. In a recent interview with National Public Radio's show Weekend Edition, she talks about how while she needs usually 6 hours to write song lyrics and goes through a more intuitive process to find the right words, her partner David Rawlings can think of a missing line in a song while he's brushing his teeth, of course, in the bathroom. So there's always a different process of songwriting, but the truth is they really do have amazing chemistry. And one thing she noted about this latest album is that herself and David Rawlings do sing together a lot more in duet and harmony. Their voices are fused, and that's something that hasn't really happened on other albums. So it's always interesting when experienced artists and musicians can find new ways of making their sound stand out and new ways of really bringing that out to their audience. Up next is an artist who recently mailed me her CD. Carol Martini is from California and stumbled upon my blog one day, whatpinksoundslike.com, and liked it so much she thought she would send her album along for airplay. And I really love that. I love when artists can send me stuff, get me to listen to it. Maybe it'll be on the air. That's what campus community radio is all about. So she's been performing in coffee houses since the mid-90s in California, and her lyrics range from humorous topics to more serious ones. So it's a really quirky album. I don't know how else to explain it, but perhaps you'll get a really good sense of it when you listen to this song here. So this is off her album, Petals of the Red Magnolia, and this is the track, Moms Are the Greatest.
Moms are the greatest thing going. They're like the sun when the whole world is snowing. And And we take them for granted a little too much, when what they deserve is to be recognized as such. Moms are the sweetest things around. They're the roses of life, hands down. They're a shoulder to cry on, a heart to hold. And they tend to our red noses when we have a cold. Well, they cook us dinner and drive us to school. And they don't complain when it's their turn at carpool. They sew on buttons and make costumes. They smile when they get another gallon of perfume. Moms are the best things ever. They're smart, funny, perceptive, and clever. Don't always listen to what they say, but they love us to pieces anyway. Moms are the finest thing still. They're a lift when our lives run downhill. And they're always there with a reassuring hug. And they don't get mad when we spill juice on the rug. Well, they wash our clothes about a million times, and they don't seem to mind the fight against crime. They throw birthday parties, invite all our friends, give out party favors to all that attend. Moms are Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny too. She knows exactly when the Tooth Fairy is due. Moms are everything we need them to be. If I asked her, she would wear a clown suit for me. Moms are the cream of the crop. Their thoughtfulness for us never stops. Their hearts are bigger than any problem could be. The way they chase away trouble is no mystery. Moms are the coolest in the world. They outshine diamonds, rubies, and pearls. There isn't anything they wouldn't do for us, including making curtains for our Volkswagen bus. Well, they make us clean our rooms and brush our teeth. Every year they put up our homemade Christmas wreaths. They listen when we practice our piano scales. Theirs is the encouragement that never fails. Well, moms are the greatest thing going. Moms are the greatest thing going. Moms are the greatest thing going.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
On the beach, the cyclone made you sick. a similar sort of trip. By the time we took the tram down to Roosevelt Island, you made me feel like I was more like you than like me. I like that. We even went uptown to score, sat on a bench on that designated corner when we didn't have cell phones, and waited for a man, then jumped on the subway back downtown. It always keeps singing, it always keeps singing, it sets your mind, something like a motion. It sets your mind, sets your mind. You really have to convince yourself that it'll be good outside. It doesn't seem like anything could be better than that, riding that train. In the sunshine, I can't believe you would ever go underground. That's crazy. How'd they figure out even how to build that thing? Oh, it goes and it
was Eleanor Friedberger with her track Roosevelt Island off her album Last Summer. I think that has to be probably my favorite beach song. It just sounds beachy. And there's one line where she says, the sand beneath my toes, and it just makes me happy and it makes me want to be on a beach. It's a little cloudy today for that, but hopefully you were able to catch some beach time these last couple days, which have been gorgeous. And good news, this Labor Day weekend is going to be very nice and warm and sunny. So even if you look out now and it's quite cloudy, keep the optimism, people. It will come. And before that was Carol Martini with the very quirky song Moms Are the Greatest off her album Petals of the Red Magnolia. And that was self-sent to me from her in California. So thanks, Carol, for bringing that my way. Next up, we're going to pump up the volume a bit with Littlefoot Longfoot and Las Kellys and more. So don't go anywhere if you're just tuning in. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like, celebrating women in media and in music. My name is Ashley Kissman, trying to increase the feminist content on air one song at a time. This is Missing the Point by Littlefoot Longfoot off their album Oh Hell.
Hail, sick fool. There's nothing coming around.
just too good to be true. Tell me that it's real. Show me what to do. Showed it on a golden chair, tiny prince in blue.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you're just tuning in, this is What Pink Sounds Like. I'm Ashley Kissman. What you just heard was the lovable Las Kellys, and that was the track Prince in Blue off their album Kellys. Now, even if you've never heard of these girls, well, you should, because they're from Argentina, they're a garage punk band, and they're just kind of awesome. They sing in several different languages, and I'm kind of just always impressed whenever I see a music video of them or just hear any track off of their album, so definitely check it out. While they don't seem to have plans to come to North America to tour just yet, they're in Europe right now. Hopefully, as their fame grows, they'll come along this way. And before that was Littlefoot Longfoot. That was the track Missing the Point off of their album Oh Hell. Definitely a really like rocky, bluesy, gritty sound that I just really love. You know, they kind of sound like the Peck AD in that instance. Next up, I have to say, we're going to go a bit of some oldies. These next two songs are a throwback from the 90s. And you know I love TV commercials that use awesome music. I mean, who doesn't? When you see a TV commercial and they either are playing this song that maybe you've heard once or you've never heard of, but all of a sudden you just love this song, you can't get it out of your head, call it genius marketing, or maybe just call it genius whoever's the one picking the music for the commercials. I don't know. But my favorite one has to be the new Tide Cold Water commercial that uses the 90s hip-hop classic, the track called The Rebirth of Mr. Slick, or better known to many, Cool Like That. It's by the Diggable Planets, a hip-hop group from New York made up of one girl and two guys, Ladybug, Butterfly, and Doodlebug. Those are their MC names. How cool is that? So I hope this one brings you back. This is the Diggable Planets with Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That.
Straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touch the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why's it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool. I'm cool.
Queen bee the chocolate's taps on my raps. She innovates after sweeter cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five link. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug burst. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop games are classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
Free cause the clips be fat for us. Them dug the jams and commenced to going off. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puffin'. Me, I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags a dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Brooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stats and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plaits twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace.
Check it out. And I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that. I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that. I'm in like that, cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that, we freak like that. We zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
I hope that brought you back. That was Mary J. Blige with Real Love off her album What's the 411. Gotta love the old 90s stuff, hey? It's just too much fun. Before that was Diggable Planets with The Rebirth of Mr. Slick, also better known as Cool Like That. You know, I love all music, but I gotta say I'm a sucker for hip-hop and R&B, especially the old stuff. It just kind of brings you back to the memory of wherever you were when you heard it for the first time. You know, speaking of that wonderful genre, if you do know me well, or if you don't know me well, I'm gonna admit something to you right now. I am in love with everything Beyoncé. I know, it's campus community radio and we don't play her on this format, but I have to say she is pregnant. Her and Jay-Z are expecting, and I just want to put it out there that is one talented baby. It's going to be one talented baby, so stay tuned for that. I think everyone's curious to see what that baby turns out to be like. Now, you know, is it too early to start a best albums of 2011 list? Well, Spin Magazine apparently thinks not. Those who have made their list so far include PJ Harvey for her Let England Shake album and Adele with her album 21. Both artists, of course, are frequently played here on What Pink Sounds Like. Go to spin.com to find out who else made the list. You might be surprised. It's called the Best Albums of 2011 so far. It'll be interesting to see who else comes out with an album before the year is over. I mean, I know a lot of students are thinking about school right now. September is literally just around the corner. I can't imagine thinking about a best of 2011 album list yet. Erykah Badu is still supposed to come out with an album this fall, so you just never know what could happen between now and then. Up next on What Pink Sounds Like, guys, I still have you for about 15 minutes, so stay tuned to CITR. I've got classic Tegan and Sara and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Here's Tegan and Sara with I Bet It Stung.
Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
You're listening to CITR. That was Tegan and Sarah with I Bet It Stung off their album So Jealous, and then the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with their big hit Heads Will Roll off the album It's Blitz. This is What Pink Sounds Like. I'm Ashley Kissman. Thanks for listening. I've got about 6 minutes left in the program, and I'm going to leave you with a couple songs, so don't go anywhere. Plus, Linda with Give 'Em the Boot is coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM with some Italian music. Little extra flavor for you on this lovely cloudy Tuesday, unfortunately, but keep it locked at CITR. If you want to see the playlist from today's show or maybe see some cool links, I'm definitely going to put up the link about the Tide Coldwater commercial I talked about with the Rebirth of Mr. Slick track by the Diggable Planets. Go to whatpinksoundslike.com for that information and more, as well as a podcast. Podcast can also be found at citr.ca as well. Tune in every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. to hear What Pink Sounds Like, the music program that celebrates women in media and in music. All right, guys, I'll leave you with a little bit of Jen Grant and Ostra. Here is Jen Grant off her album Honeymoon Punch with How I Met You.
Met you. How was I supposed to know? Are you headed for the highway, headed for the show? Baby, how I met you, how was I supposed to know? Oh.